Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
The Giants and the Broncos go at it 4 o'clock tomorrow, and I can't wait. You saw some trash talk on social media. We could get into that last night, but really, to me, this is a big stage now for Jackson Dart, as the Giants maybe snuck up on the Eagles a week ago, and maybe people overlooking them even after the first win against the Chargers and then losing to the Saints. Now, and it's not just here in New York, I do think you're starting to get the sense that Giants fans feeling themselves, the Giants becoming a little bit more of a national story with the emergence of Dart and Scataboo and all that he brings. And now there is a new expectation. One of that, certainly from the fans and the Giant players themselves, that they expect to compete in what will, I believe, be the toughest matchup they will face all year long in Denver against that defense. But either way, we have a huge game, Week 7, Giants in Denver.
I can't believe I'm saying I can't wait to sit down and watch the Giants play football. I cannot wait. I wish it was, I wish it had more of a maybe a national imprint. I remember asking you the other day, like, who's on the game? But I think you said Myers and somebody else, so you kind of get the D team, I think.
No, that was with the Jets. Harlan and Trent Green.
Oh, there you go. Harlan's good. All right, so we'll get some good calls from Harlan. Okay, so I still wish it was like 425. And either way, this is what you crave. This is what you want. This is what you, all the years complaining. And by the way, those complaints were fully justified, calling us up, calling the fan up, tweeting away, hitting send with extra aggression because you're pissed off after another Giants loss. It doesn't guarantee a win this weekend, that's for sure, but it's a different set of emotions. Like, the season's on, and there's real possibilities, and there's a return to relevance. And I was thinking about this on the way in, and I'm going to say it, even though I hesitate to say it. It's kind of a win-win. Like, even if unless the Giants got dismantled and smoked and obliterated, and God forbid somebody got hurt, and it was just really non-competitive, which I don't think it will be, by the way. And I'm talking like 35-10, 40-13. That's not going to happen. But if it did, that would be different. Even if the Giants lose, like, there's still things that they could take away. They're big dogs here for a reason, guys. Everybody has to realize that. But
yeah, but I don't think fans do.
Huh, interesting.
Well, they were big dogs against the Eagles.
Yeah, but it's different at home. Yeah, maybe it's not.
The energy,
you think Giant fans really, I know they're excited. Think Giant fans think that they're going to win the game?
I do. I think Giant
fans. I'm not feeling that.
I think Giant fans see what Denver did against the Jets last week and think, Denver, this team, come on, they're overrated. Who've they beaten? Defense is over. Yeah, I really believe that that's the case. And I believe they're in for a rude awakening. However, we're going to find out. We'll find out right now what young Jackson Dart is capable of. Now, I believe he's a good quarterback. I think he's dangerous as any young quarterback. But going up against that head coach in that building against that team, which I've been saying for weeks is the best team, best defense certainly in the NFL, and I thought 2 weeks ago they were the best team in the AFC. So I've been a believer in Denver. This has nothing to do with just this matchup this week. It has nothing to do with how they looked against the Jets. I believe Denver is a legitimate team and going to be a very difficult matchup. I don't think Giant fans see that the same way. Also, I don't think they care who they're playing because they just dismantled the Eagles, the Super Bowl champion. They're fueling themselves with Jackson Dart and Scataboo and the defense with Burns and Spider-Man, Kayvon Thibodeau, whatever, sexy deck. So I think the Giant fans are going into this BT, not looking at the point spread, saying, hey, we've got a chance to beat another good football team and really get our season back on.
Well, I hope so. I don't feel it as much as you do in terms of what the fans are thinking, but ultimately it doesn't really matter. The game's going to happen no matter what. And of course, Giant fans are excited. I'm just talking about that degree of conviction that they can win. Either way, here's the thing, though. Like, the return to relevance, That always sparks something that we all, it's almost like a drug. It's the sporting drug. It just starts to pulsate through your body, and Giant fans are certainly feeling that. But the difference with this is, you know, with Dart, he's got to be, that you, like the defense, I remember saying this a couple of days ago, the defense is not young. Like, even though they're not old, but it's not like five rookies like Dart and Scataboo. They've got a lot of guys who are getting paid a lot of money, who have some years in the NFL, who've done some good things. So to me, if the Giants are going to win, and maybe even deeper than that, just even if it's going to be a competitive four-quarter, one-score game, defense has to lead the way.
Agree with that 100%. I don't see a way that the offense carries them here, but we'll find out. It's going to be a fun game. And either way, I said before, you know, there's some spiciness to it. Last night, I couldn't believe what I was seeing, some of the stuff that was going on social media as it pertains to this game. Let's start with a clip here from Broncos linebacker Jonathan Cooper, who was talking about Jackson Dart, and Giant fans and Giant players took offense to this. Let's listen to Jonathan Cooper talking about the young Jackson Dart.
He's a young guy. He's, you know, feeling himself a little bit. He's out there running around. He's got the chain on. He's dancing. You know, I feel like everybody needs something. So, you know. But we've went against QBs who have ran around in the pocket and have, you know, try to do stuff with their legs. So ain't nothing we haven't seen.
All right, so nothing crazy there, but still, you could see how maybe that would rub some people with the Giants and Giant fans the wrong way.
Yeah, and I could see why some Bronco players are, and I appreciate them being, even though, again, that wasn't a hit piece there, I appreciate Bronco players putting their name on this, and some other people jumped in, Kayvon Abdul, we'll get to that in a minute, but to me, if I'm a Broncos player, I'm looking at this rookie, the hair flowing out, the eye black on one eye, I don't know if it's platinum, whatever that chain is, it's sweet, it's probably about $100,000 piece of jewelry. What other NFL quarterback is wearing something like that, let alone a rookie? So, you know, the Giants now, there's no side doors. There's no, well, let me sneak up on you. Well, that's a cute little story. That's why we use the word relevance. There's now an awakening. There's an awakening around the NFL. Certainly the Giant fan base is wide awake. But now the rest of the league is starting to say, okay, you think you're feeling it? Come to our house. We'll bring you something. And think about if he said that, which wasn't bad, but if he said what he said there on the record, imagine what they're saying amongst themselves watching film.
Well,
they're looking to destroy Dart.
It does get better. Nick Bonitto, the best defensive player in the league leading, sack leader, he tweeted, "I've never seen such a delusional fan base," and then deleted it.
Yeah, like a punk move.
Well, I mean,
that's weak. Just keep it up there.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he just said, who knows? Maybe somebody told him, maybe he didn't want to deal with the nonsense or whatever. You know what? I'll let my play go out there and you know, speak for itself. And then you had the Giants chiming in, whether it's Kayvon Thibodeau tweeting some gifs in response, Abdul Carter as well taking issue with it, saying, talking about like, put your 3D glasses on in response to Jonathan Cooper. So there is some spiciness here. And I don't know, and I think we're all going to learn, if the Giants are ready for this stage. That's my main point to all of this. The Broncos were a playoff team a year ago. Bo Nix was a rookie last year, and they had success. The Broncos have built off of that. Sean Payton's now in, what, year three, building that program up to be a legitimate contender in the AFC. The league's best defense, legitimate players everywhere you look on that field. Even the offense is good. I know it didn't look good against the Jets. Still, they have a good offensive football team and a great defensive football team. They're on another level. The Giants are just entering the chat here with a couple of weeks of success with the three starts of Jackson Dart. But they're talking a big game, and now we're going to get to see it go head-to-head. Can they compete with one of the NFL's best on the road? Certainly the NFL's best defense with a rookie quarterback with all this trash talk and little spice there.
I wish this game was at home.
Yeah.
It would sound different. But like I tell you, you mentioned the Kayvon gif, but you didn't say what it was. And listen, I know Abdul Carter hopped in. That's fine. Get your glasses, 3D, whatever. Mm-hmm. Kayvon's gif, it's a masterpiece. It is De Niro in Goodfellas just banging back a heater. And, like, I don't know who, he's at the bar and he's looking at somebody. He takes a little drag of the heater. It's like, it's basically like, all right, we've got to go put somebody in the trunk. It's time to deliver the hit. So, Kayvon, creative, and he's got his guys back. And this is what a young quarterback does. And no disrespect to Daniel Jones, but obviously, and he's doing well this year, but vanilla, bland. I'm not saying the guys wouldn't have his back, but when you have the energy like Jackson Dart has, now the rest of the locker room is like, okay, now we got a dog coming out of the tunnel. We got his back. We know he's young, but it's just there's a different level of alertness and engagement, which is phenomenal for the future.
Do you think the Broncos think that the Giants are on their level?
No.
Do you think that they take them seriously? Outside of just taking each game seriously, you think they look at them the same way they would an upper echelon team, the Chiefs, whoever it may be?
I don't, but I'll tell you this. Because I know they're a buttoned-up, well-coached, good franchise. Yeah. I could promise you when they're in the film room, whether it's the coordinators or even if Peyton rolls in, and certainly their star players, Benito, et cetera, they're saying, guys, listen, if we're not ready, these guys could do some. Like, they're looking at Scatterboo saying, all right, we got to tighten we got to tighten the pads. Well, you know, Dart, he can run for 75 yards on us. So there's an awareness, but no, they don't look at them like Kansas City.
Right, of course not. Do you think the league does, in general, look at the Giants as one of those?
No.
Me neither, okay, right? Like, we understand. I don't think that they do either. And we here in New York have seen it. I'm not sure I would put them on that level yet, but I think this is going to be the test. If the Giants, and whether it's Abdul Carter or Thibodeau going out there and tweeting some stuff, whether it's them taking issue with anything the Broncos have had to say, now that shouldn't need to be the motivation, but maybe it's going to be. This is a chance for the Giants to show that they are for real and they have arrived. Not just building to get there where next year is going to be the real year, and we talked about that earlier in the week. Now can be the time. If you go show the Broncos, who aren't really taking you that seriously, it's not a knock on Denver. Like, just that, yeah, we think the Giants are dangerous and we think they're good, but come on. Like, we play the Chiefs twice a year. We're in the AFC. We're a playoff team last year. The Giants are 2-4. They haven't seen the playoffs, you know, how many years, 3 years, whatever it's been. So I don't think the Broncos look at the Giants as a big-time threat. I don't think the league still looks at the Giants as a legitimate threat. And I do think that the Giant fans are starting to feel themselves with this team a little bit, and we're going to see which one when the rubber meets the road here come Sunday.
Yeah, there's no doubt, and I do.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call. Because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I think that these tweets now, even if Denver, and they don't look at them like the Chiefs, and they shouldn't.
Correct.
Obviously. But now there's a different level, and I'm use the word alertness again. If Denver was maybe a little vulnerable to kind of sleepwalking into this game because they don't view them like the Chargers or the Chiefs or an upper echelon team, these tweets kind of change
it.
Woke
them up. This is it.
And I can promise you, forget about the tweets, which are inane and meaningless at the end of the day, but during warm-ups right around an hour before the game, I can promise you there's going to be some woofing.
Right.
A couple of Giants going to walk over. A couple of the Broncos going to walk up. Might even be a little scuffle here.
We'll see what they're made of, the Giants.
I love it. It shows some togetherness. It shows some heart. I know the Giants are going to play hard. I hope that they play well. But at the end of the day, what's happening now is the Giants are forging an identity, and it's about time.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires. From Connecticut to Maine, nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Brian is in Northport starting us off. What's up, Brian?
Hey, guys. What's happening? How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Hey, bud.
I'm doing good. So I think the Giants do look at themselves like a Kansas City or better, and that's the best part. I don't care what anyone else looks at them like. And I think they go into Denver, they smack them in the mouth. I think it's going to be one of these like 17-13 games. I know I'm a Giants fan, so this is, you know, exciting.
Yeah.
But if that happens and the Eagles somehow lose to Minnesota, we go into Philly for the first time in 20 years with them fearing us.
See?
And we're probably the favorite.
See, no, but it's a big if. And, Brian, I'm not saying you can't hope that. Hey, look, that is possible.
It's a big if. I know it's a big if, but I'm a dreamer.
Well, I guess the bigger point, and thank you for the call, Brian, the Giants have enabled their fans to dream after that win, after the success that they've had with Jackson Dart taking over as a starter. But when you start to dream and maybe get out and you're out ahead of yourselves a little bit, you're losing some grasp on reality. Now, look, the reality may be that the Giants do go into Denver and win. And that's what we're saying leading up to this game all week, BT. If they do that, then I don't think anything should be, there should be no cap on what the Giants can do this year. I know their record, it's hard to dig out of 2-4. Mm-hmm. I understand all that. But if they could beat Denver, to me, that means they could rattle off, I don't care, 8-0, whatever, something like that. That's how impressive of a win that would be. But I don't think Giant fans understand how good Denver is. And I also don't think Giant fans understand that there are some growing pains with a rookie quarterback that are easy to forget after what you saw Thursday night against Philadelphia.
And the Saints game. I mean, there's going to be, there's things where you're going to make some mistakes here. And he's a kid, man. I mean, the speed in which the NFL operates compared to what happens at Ole Miss, it's night and day. And he doesn't look rattled at all, which obviously portends amazing things for the future here. And I talk about the identity that is now blossoming, which is great. And the caller said Giants pride. You never hear Jets pride. Giants pride is a thing, but it's been on hiatus. It's been in a coma. It's been dead. So the pride is awakening now. And think about this, guys. Even if they don't beat Denver but do beat Philly,
yeah,
or do beat Denver and lose to Philly, if they get one of the next two, and oh yeah, by the way, Sam and I are on the air in a week or so. Breaking news, Giants just got Jalen Waddle. Like, there's different levels to this here. We talked about they're aggressive. They're gonna try to get a wide receiver. So this, the possibilities are growing, and it's really number one, it's stunning, quite frankly, but it's awesome.
Ken is calling from Bridgewater. What's up, Ken?
Hey guys, I just wanted to let you know that the necklace that Dart wears, that's like a good luck charm from a sister. It's not, yes, a real expensive one.
Yeah, well, I don't know how much it is, but yes, I was aware that it's his sister's.
Mm. Yeah, and just when you guys were talking about, I went to Dick's to try to get a Dart jersey. No Giant stuff there. Jets apparel, 25% off, and it is.
That's it? It's the whole sale right.
Yeah, it's crazy, but I mean,
obviously, there's great excitement. Good luck finding a Dart or a Scatabu jersey. They're on fire and have been since Jackson Dart took over. We talked about this being a possibility where there was always going to a young quarterback, what's it going to look like? There was the chance that he could ignite the team and the fan base, and he's done just that. Keeping it going against Denver is going to be the toughest task that they will face. And to your point before, BT, like, if they lose, it's not the worst thing in the world. But then they got to follow it up and beat Philadelphia for the second straight time just to maintain the season, being as far as being relevant as this year,
yep,
goes.
Yeah, there's no question. You want to keep the momentum. You don't just want it to be derailed like in one swift 2-week, combined 75-70-24 combined beatdowns by two good teams, which I don't expect, by the way. And think about this, guys. To become really good, all right, and they're not fully there yet. Everybody knows this, right? We're just in the early stages, and we're enjoying it, and we're hoping it leads to more, and we think it will. But you've got to be a little lucky. And the Giants weren't that far away from taking Shedeur Sanders. Think about that. Like, Shane really liked Sanders more than Dable. And that was, you talk about collaboration, whether it's, Boone and Cashman and the other franchises. That was an incredibly pivotal moment where the general managers said, all right, I'm going to acquiesce a little bit here. Dave, you want this guy? Take him. And without saying this publicly, your ass is now on the line. Because now forever, Dart is connected to you. So it's saving jobs probably. And it's obviously reigniting the flame within the fan base.
Sports Talk on WFAN is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Jimmy is calling from Warren County. What's up, Jimmy?
BT and Sal, what's going on, fellas?
Jim. What's up, Jimmy?
I'm back. Hey, guys, coming into this year, you guys have touched on it. We weren't worried about wins and losses. The first goal was to develop our quarterback. I feel like we're on the way to doing that.
Check.
And BT, you just said it. Number two for me, Giants pride, and it's coming back. I'm wearing my stuff again, and Denver's talking about us because we just plucked the pigeons, man. The pride is coming back, and that's a big deal.
Yeah, it's
that's
a huge
big deal for
it
the
is.
Giants. It's
yeah.
not a joke anymore, yeah. And it feels good. Win, lose, or draw, they know we're coming in there to play a game, and it wasn't like that for the last few years. And it's got us pumped up, you know?
Yes, we do. And we're jumping in. We're not Giant fans. Jimmy, it's awesome. Thanks for the call there, buddy. Appreciate that. Here, the restoration of the brand is underway. And that is, you know, I've said a lot. Now, of course, the goal is to obviously win a championship. That's the ultimate pinnacle as a fan. But, like, to me, the early stages, I've said this to you, Sal, to me, it's almost more enjoyable, especially when it's a long, prolonged run of ineptitude, because we've used the word apathetic, in other words, that basically describe the football mentality for both teams the last decade plus. But when that little spark is ignited and it seems real, not a false spark by beating a bad team, that's why the fact that the Giants didn't beat the Jets or the Browns or some other dirt team, they beat the Chargers, they beat two good teams, and Philly. And, you know, I do think it's a four-quarter game. I think that this awakening is more real than not. But it's a step up in weight class Sunday.
I do think a lot of fans, though, and I understand the excitement. I get it. I'm excited, too. I do think they're getting a little out in front of their skis here.
I mean, yeah, but think about the first
thing. The Broncos are on a different level. Like, it's just simple.
Well, I'm not denying that. But think about the first thing we said to start the show. I didn't feel that from Giant fans the way you did. I feel excitement. But
have you heard the first three callers?
But again, they're pumped up. But the last guy said, I don't necessarily expect to win. I think it's more, feeling the moment and understanding that the ascent is upon us here. Now, I'm sure there's some Giant fans who are thinking we're going to score 30 points, that Denver's overrated. That could happen. That wasn't my sense, but either way, it doesn't really matter what we think. It's what this team feels. And Kayvon jumping in, which is great, and Abdul Carter jumping in.
Now they got to go show it.
Here we go. Now the spotlight gets brighter. Let's see what you got. No,
yeah, exactly. Nobody expected them. Most people didn't expect them to beat the Eagles or compete with the Eagles.
I didn't.
Okay.
You did.
No,
you actually said they were going to win.
The majority of people did not expect that to be the case.
No.
Even with the Chargers. Most people did not expect the Giants were going to win that game. The one game that they thought they were going to win in New Orleans, they ended up losing that game. I think there's a different level of expectation going into this game on Sunday. Giants fans feeling themselves a little bit, understandably so. Just be careful, because Denver is a very difficult team. And good news is, you do win this, look out. Anything would be possible. BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll get to the Jets and their huge game. I know it's not a huge game in the standings. Jets need to get a freaking win. So we'll talk about that. Tarik Skubal, potentially a Met. We got that on the table. A jam-packed Friday. Picks later. Mick Costos as well. Just getting started. BT and Sal on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.